Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ZBR, we are back with another episode of HDP, coverage of our Dynasty League. I am Zach, the commissioner and manager of the Toronto Taint Stains, joined by Reed, also known as the Titletown Bearcats, and Brady, the London Silly Nannies. Guys, how was your week 9 in fantasy?
Went as expected, or as I wanted it to. So, which is odd, because I lost, but... Yeah, the mission.
Business
continues.
As usual.
Yes, sir.
Here, once again, quickly, I guess we can start the show out with a fun game. You're once again projected to win. How are you going to find your way to not be projected to win this week?
Just got to look at my roster and see what players
he's got two win. On a bye. Cooper Kupp on a bye.
I got the Inquisitors coming into town. I'm looking to play some young players who have opportunity to perform for a football squad. And Brucey, unfortunately, is out. But I got some options.
Jaren Hall.
I can
play.
Yeah, Jaren Hall. for the people who don't know. I got some work to do, but... You know what?
At the end of the day, I got faith in you, man. I know you're going to find a way to lose this game.
Of course.
Yeah. And lose that game with integrity. Yeah.
Of course.
That's the key right there.
The most integrity. I'm not going to be a manager. It's going to just leave this spot up and just be like, oh, I'm going to lose. But goddammit, I will find a way.
Yeah. Yeah, the theme for your team's been underperforming, and that's a big reason why you keep losing.
But you know what? Worst... I mean, I could win.
It's just not lucky.
Last place. Yeah, a lot of my undoing is just a lot of unluck. But I have.
He also does have a couple of guys overperforming too, like Myers.
Yeah.
Myers is overperforming from where he was drafted. So
absolutely.
I mean,
oh, he's got nice pieces for sure. It's Jalen just Warren's been an unlucky nice, season for you.
Yeah. Yep. I got a lot of.
Gotta find those stars.
The depth, yeah, I love my depth. Basically, is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And Jalen Warren's a nice flex option. I got two solid quarterbacks moving forward. I like
Stevenson
my IDPs.
Stevenson is a nice RB2.
Yeah.
Hawkinson. Yeah.
Yeah, tight end. Yeah, he's going to be... You know, Kelsey can't play forever, and I think Hawkinson's tight end two on the year. Yeah, he's going to consistently be up there getting 1,000 yards a season. So he's as consistent as you can get, so... Like the depth and like the pieces I'm moving forward, but as of this year, though, obviously the mission is to get those stars. So, gotta find a way, and by God, I will. So,
best
of luck to Vic. So,
I know he wants that win badly.
Sure he does.
Going back to week 9. Reed, Titletown, losing again to two Mannings, one Cup, newly named Nolan team.
Yeah, losing for a second time, knocking me down to third in the league as far as league rankings go.
Man, how
the mighty have fallen.
Dude,
weird, because I'm still top three, top four team in the league. I wouldn't say overrated. I would say, unlike Brady, I've been pretty lucky. I've been getting... some pretty good breaks here and there, but my team hasn't been awful. I mean, I think I'm fourth in... average points per game.
I think you're going to finish sixth. Yes.
Okay.
I think top four.
Okay, Zach might not be too far off what I'm saying. And not to try to shit on you, Reed. I think really what come down to me and you was really luck. and unluck, and then me pivoting to what I'm doing and kind of tanking, I guess what you would call it, and you just pushing ahead, really. And, you know, matchup-wise, too,
I'm pretty confident. I gotta go on a losing streak. I'll be in the playoffs. And I'm gonna make some noise. I'm not sweating it at all.
How devastating would it be if you missed the playoffs?
I know that's what you guys want, but it's not gonna happen.
It doesn't affect. I don't think you're my draft position either way.
Your running back room is absolute dog shit, like straight dog water. It's terrible. Your receiver room isn't a lot better. Chris Godwin got you 3.6 points mm-hmm. last week. Chris Olave is your wide receiver one, and that's not good.
First three games were good. I just need that back, and he's also got over 10 receptions averaged the last three games.
Who's your super flex?
Targets. It's Pickett or O'Connell this week, but I have Trevor Lawrence and Jalen Hurts.
Okay, Trevor Lawrence. Okay.
This is the they were on buys back to back, so I can't play them together yet.
And your quarterback situation's good.
My tight end's solid. My skill position. It's all most my skill position's young. Like that's my main thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you
like Keaton Mitchell's about to steal the starting
star. Yeah.
Are they young or do they suck? There's a difference.
Not on all of them.
I mean,
like I've got a rookie Keaton Mitchell who's probably about to steal the starting.
Doesn't suck, but he's not that great.
No, Keaton Mitchell's about to steal the starting job.
Is pretty.
Jaleel McLaughlin should be the starter.
What's Keaton Mitchell? I mean.
He finally actually got real minutes because he'd been hurt.
For fantasy the last few, I don't know. I wouldn't be banking on a Ravens running back. I don't think that's a good idea personally. And you got Kenneth Gainwell, like, yeah.
That's insurance for if Swift gets hurt.
I think you're.
And that's a running back too. I mean, there's so many, you know, spots you can fill. A lot of people have running back twos on their team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All they need is an opportunity.
Depth is good, but I think like you lack what I have is star power, like in the receiver and running back.
Like, yeah, I'd agree.
Truthfully,
like they, James Cook hasn't been getting the touches I thought he would get. He had 10 total touches last week. Like what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's frustrating.
About to steal more of that.
I know, and it shows when he gets touches, he gets. Production and it's obvious. It's in the pudding, man. He's a top five most efficient running back in the league. Like I don't understand why they won't just give him the fucking ball.
I shouldn't say this.
But I'm also not a coach.
I shouldn't say this, but obviously you're probably aware of it too. But Eagles are probably getting the number one seed in a first round bye, which are gonna really affect your playoffs. Just FYI.
Not worried about it because other people are going to have that issue.
Just another team. Only two teams get by, so that's just two quarterbacks. That'd be Jalen Hurts, and then what's to say?
Yeah, but it's going to be also different positions. Who knows?
I don't,
what players are going to be
missing. Our final, though, isn't until week 16, right? Is when our championship is?
Is it
17? It's 16 or 17, I believe, is when we have our championship. And honestly, if
Philly goes on a losing
streak, I
wouldn't
worry about it because even week 16, they're not going to start Jalen that early. Maybe the last two games, but
okay. So the finals isn't
really has time to lose enough games.
Okay,
17. So 17, it might. If you were to make a final, it might affect your playoff. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah,
but there's 18 weeks, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if they're in place to get the first round bye, I don't think they'd necessarily sit Jalen week 16.
You might be all right.
Week 17, definitely. You start looking at running that risk, though.
Philly could lose a couple games, and then they got to play those.
Well, you might, though. If they locked it up, like, let's say three games to go, because the rest of the NFC is kind of bad. I mean, I could
say. Yeah, I feel like he would at least start the games, and then maybe they kind of do some stuff to, like, reduce some risk throughout the game. Pull them out at the half if they're winning or something. Or pull them in the fourth, maybe,
Just with like his injury last year. in his shoulder would have affected him towards the end of the year. I could see them being pretty cautious about it. So he's fully healthy going into the playoffs. Just something to think
about. But either way, I got torched by Nolan. That's how my week went. I picked against myself, I think, for the first time all year. And Zach crazily picked me to win Psychopath Man.
Because I knew if I bet on Nolan that you would win. So I was like, yeah, I got to bet on Reed to make sure he loses.
Jinx me, man. What the fuck?
I had to do it to him.
You did not.
I did. I guess going on forward to my matchup, I lost to AB's Welfare. He scored the most points in the league this week, which actually was only 267, not the highest scoring week in the league this week. Got let down by Kenneth Walker, 2.7 points, and oh man, I've been keeping this in for like all week. But fuck, am I frustrated as hell with Travis Kelce. Gosh darn it, that, oh man.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Can I chip in real quick?
Janu did too.
Long term, am I worried about it? No, I'm sure he'll bounce back just fine. Maybe not even next week. He might piss me off again next week. But long term, I'm not worried about Kelce. I know he's still got it. And I know he's the number one target on that team for the foreseeable future for sure. But it's just like, fuck, really, the week I trade him, I trade Jonnu Smith and two picks. Jonnu Smith is tight end 4 in the NFL, and Travis Kelce was tight end 29. He was almost not even a top 30 tight end on the week, and that was frustrating. And I had 3 tight ends on my bench get me good tight end points. I had Taysom Hill get me almost 25, Cade Otton 23, Hunter Henry bounced back with almost 15. It was frustrating. It was really fun. I'm not gonna lie. I was sitting there Sunday. I saw that the noon games hadn't even started. I was like, bro, why the fuck am I even playing this game, bro? Fuck fantasy football, bro. I'm quitting after this year. I'm gonna give Reed and Brady the league. They can commish. I don't even care anymore. Like, I don't even know why I play this. Fuck football. This game's dumb. I was over it, man. Like all fucking day, just getting my ass beat. The next day I turn on my fantasy podcast, and like I listen to like a lot of like fantasy podcasts, like normally like 3 hours a day, and like an hour on Sunday I was like, I tried to turn on, I was like, no, I can't listen to anything football right now. And it took me to the very end of Monday to finally be like, all right, I can think about football again, because I was just upset. So upset. But yeah it was fucking, it's harsh. It's hard out here.
I think you're in a good spot, though.
We were laughing about how Jonnu Smith had 20-plus.
Oh, I'm sure. You should have been. If it was you guys, I'd have been laughing, too.
You sold the farm for 4 points.
You still have Tricky's pick, right?
Yeah, and I have Slick Vic's second-round pick.
Yeah, so either way, you're sitting
not too bad.
Fine. So.
Yeah. And I still like my team. I like my quarterback situation long term.
You're gonna have a nice
like my receiver situation.
So
running back situation could be a little better, but it's not terrible. Flex situation is okay. It's okay. IDP. Honestly, I haven't got many chances to set a full starting lineup. I did just pick up Blankenship. I couldn't believe AB just dropped him. He's average.
Yeah.
Blankenship has the highest average of points when starting among all defensive backs. So I picked him up right away. Dax Hill, since I picked him up, had been pretty unimpressive and not done a lot. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a week of Jabril Preppers and play him a defensive back, and then go Blankenship the rest of the year. Because Blankenship was, I'm pretty sure, badass last year fantasy wise. Let me go double check. I might be wrong on that. No, he actually did not play until later in the season. He had a couple of decent games, but nothing too crazy. But he's looked really good so far this year. So when he's been on the field, and I always have Peppers as a backup. But yeah, still. Obviously, I'm focused on winning, win now mode. I don't really have much of a choice. Tanking doesn't do me any good. I also had Alex Mattison get me almost 20 points on the bench. That was really frustrating. Shout out me. I called him Alex that time, not Andre.
It's been a week.
Yeah, I think it might actually be. It really might be.
Yeah.
But if him and Dobbs, if Dobbs being there helps Alex Mattison, then man, I am here for Joshua Dobbs, and I hope it works. Because if I can get 20 fantasy points out of Mattison, yeah. If I can get 20 fantasy points out of him a week, I'm in a good spot, especially flex-wise.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I did read about Joshua Dobbs is he does like to take the checkdowns, whether it's to the running back or whoever's running the short route. He does tend to take those more often than take the chance. Yeah.
So I will just got to catch it. Gladly. Yeah, but tough loss, but I still got faith in this year, especially, I think it was a couple weeks ago when it was brought to my attention, which is crazy as league commish, that the top six teams get into the playoffs. I should have known that. But, yeah, I wasn't aware of that, and so I'm right here. I'm in the sixth seed right now, so I'm in the playoffs if they started today. So, hey, I guess the win now mode, not completely... Not dead in the water yet.
You gotta give yourself a shot. If you can get in, you get in. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I like my team. I feel like it's a team that on any given week I could beat anybody. I don't think I have the best team in the league, but I think it can compete. Yeah, so I guess week 9, as far as the other matchups went, teammate, the vacant team. I don't think we actually had announced that happened this past week. Actually, we did remove Team Bryce. It's just now a vacant team, just more inactivity. So Team 8 is now vacant again for the second time this year. If you are one of the very few, I think we have 6 subscribers as of right now, and I know one of those is including me, so our 5 subscribers. If you're out there listening and you'd like to join our league, and actually now that I'm thinking about it, I know at least 2 of those other subscribers are in the league as well. So, but if you're not and you're listening to this and you would like to be in the league, if you've listened to some of these shows and you think it'd be fun, it is a $75 buy-in. Yeah, team eight, is up for grabs. Feel free to inquire within at one of our Twitters. You could get me on Instagram at ZM_punk with 2 Ks, or you could get one of the other guys on Twitter at MINN_sportsfan and at Brady Feldkamp if you want to join that on the off chance that there's somebody out there listening. That team did lose to TreeJ pretty handily. Not, of course, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens when it's a vacant team. Absolute shit show of a fantasy week. Oh, wait, hold up right here. So I was just talking to Snowbone the other night, and he said he lost on the Monday night game. He said he barely lost. There must have been a score change, or he must have looked at the wrong thing, because I was talking to him Tuesday, and he said he thought he lost. But he barely beat out the Conquistadors 178 to 175. Not a lot of fantasy points in this one. Clayton Toon, he did start, got 0 fantasy points, and it wasn't even like he got hurt or something. Yeah. Just got 0 fantasy points. He attempted crazy. 20 passes.
That's crazy how you do that. You still end up with exactly 0.
Yeah. It's actually low-key impressive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Very, wow. Just a... Yeah. Bad day. I did trade off Daniel Jones, who started, got Conquistadors 3.45 points. I did not realize he was off the roster now. That's... Interesting.
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
His MCL, but yeah. I thought it was his MCL, wasn't it?
I think it's full ACL.
Oh. I don't know. Either way, he's donezo for this year for sure, but...
Yeah.
I did not even notice that. When did he drop Jones? I did not even see that at all.
Yeah, it was ACL, but...
Much to think about. Much to think about.
Oh, yeah? You're going to put him on your IR? Is that QB? You need QB10? He's on the market.
I do not have the IR space as of right now, but Kyron Williams does come back in a couple of weeks.
I'm going to say this, dude. I bet they eat that money and draft a quarterback this year.
Totally possible. It is totally possible because they're going to have a really good draft pick. They're going to have to figure something out there in New York. I don't know what it is, but it's... It's got to get
quarterback's not going to solve their problems. They need a lot of help.
Honestly, there's nobody on their roster that's going to solve their problems. They've already basically squandered the best years of Saquon. He's not... Mm-hmm. By the time they get a team there, he's not going to be worth the shit. So they may as well trade him off. They're kind of dumb for not doing that already, if we're being honest. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't let him walk. Going to change there at New York. End of some eras, if you will. One more matchup I think we did not cover. Oh, yeah. Dong on TDs. Beat the crap out of New York Diversity Hires. Both guys been on the show so far, Carson and Ty. Yeah, not bad. And hey, shout out Carson for putting Ty behind me in the standings. I appreciate that big time. Big time, big time. Let's see. Any notable players? Oh, yeah. There are a couple of notable players that we do got to mention for this week, fantasy-wise. Yeah. Fantasy player of the week, bar none, with 70, almost 71 fantasy points, CJ Stroud. Have yourself an afternoon, sir. Wow.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, that's kind of what honestly, if he hadn't have done that, you might have won, Reed, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. It would have been close, yeah. Yeah, so... That's tough. Tank Dell, of course, having a good night off the back of that.
Actually, yeah, if Stroud would have scored just like 30, like an average game, I would have won by 3.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that is rough. But your Browns defense did also, in their own right, show out and get you almost 57 points. So
they tried to carry me for sure.
Yeah, they did. They did their part for sure. Notable bench warmers. not surprised to see Brady right here.
Yes, sir.
With Dak Prescott and Ramondre Stevenson right there. Dak Prescott with 52 points, though. He had probably been, he might have been QB1 of the week.
It's back-to-back 50 burgers from him.
Ty's backup or Ty's bench defensive lineman got almost 30 points, so that's, he missed out on that. That could have helped him a lot for sure. Mm-hmm. Most efficient manager of the week, Nolan, or now known as two Mannings, one cup. 262.37 out of 265.57 points.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have had
not a lot of margin
day.
Of error there. That's that's very great fantasy day as a manager. That's excellent work. Least efficient manager, Brady. I guess probably after that award, so that works out. excuse me. Highest points in loss was Reed against two Mannings, one cup. Dang. Lowest points in a win. All right, hold up. Slick Vic did win. The standings are wrong. They must not have updated. Or something. Wow. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, actually. Because right here... If you pull up the
weekly
awards,
I saw that,
and that's what I was wondering, because Snowbone had said to me, he's like, I thought I lost by less 0.5 off by a yard, and I was like, damn, bro, that's crazy. I thought that's what he was saying. So when I saw that he won,
maybe,
it didn't make any sense.
Maybe something at the end of the game got called back, so it's just maybe Conquistador is actually lost, but it's not registering in the weekly awards because maybe I don't know, something's up. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go look at that and definitely check it out for sure. I'm thinking Conquistador's probably slicked it out. I guess to go with his name. But I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, biggest blowout, Dong on TDs, Carson over Ty. Narrowest victory would have, of course, been Slick Vic and that. Nolan Berry, excuse me, I'm trying to remember to bleep that. Two Mannings, one cup. I hate that it had, gosh, I know I've complained about it before, but I hate that it puts the last names right there. Or just not the team names, I guess I should say, instead of their usernames. But anyways, Two Mannings, one cup, overachiever, and underachiever, of course, Slick Vic right there. I guess it could have been a Snowbone too. But yeah, low scoring week 9, and I guess apparently with some scoring drama too that we got to check out. Any other thoughts on this week, guys, before we fast forward to week 10?
I went 4-2 on my picks to move to 35-19 on the season.
Very nice.
Interesting. Alrighty. Well. Which matchup do you guys want to start with here? Let's go Snowbone versus Team 8. Let's get the vacant team out the way. So, go ahead and decide right now. Do they got any? No, no vacant spots. Is there anybody that should be starting? Yeah, McCaffrey. I need to move McCaffrey. Yeah, move him over to the starters. I will go ahead and go do that right now. As I'm putting him in there, who do you guys got for this week in this one?
OG pretty handedly, I think. Unless OG's team just takes a dump.
Yeah. Very possible.
Yes, it is. It is. What do you think of Brady?
Yeah, I mean, I like some of his matchups he has, but yeah, I'm going to lean towards OG. Yeah, Barkley's going to play Dallas. Yeah, OG for sure. Well, you know, McCaffrey's one of those players that could carry your team, so.
Yeah, Najee Harris has been good the last 3 weeks, pretty solid for fantasy anyways. Javonte Williams surprised me last week. I didn't expect him to get 21 points, or I guess that wasn't last week, but the week before that. Devontae has been underperforming. I'm going to go Team 8 right here. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go the vacant team. Okay. Already got 11 points out of Cole Kmet. Honestly, probably won't get more than that out of Kyle Pitts, so it'll probably be about a wash right there. And even with Barkley going against the Cowboys, I still feel like vacant team's going to win the running back battle. Jared Goff's probably going to win the quarterback battle. As far as flex goes, I don't know. DeAndre Hopkins very well could get the 19 points that Bryce Young got at Superflex. And Rondale Moore and George Pickens, at the way this year's gone, could easily outscore Davante Adams and Quentin Johnston. So I go look at IDP here. Yeah, Snowbone has the advantage there, but I don't think that advantage is great enough, honestly. I'm not even sure it's quite an advantage. Yeah, I'm gonna go teammate vacant team here.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a bit of an upset there. Imagine getting beat by a team that doesn't even exist.
yeah, no kidding.
All right, we can go ahead and knock out another one of the NPC matchups. Let's go ahead and do Dong on TDs versus Tree J.
Okay, yeah.
Dong on TDs projected to win this one by 8% right now.
Yeah, if you pick against Dong on TDs, you're wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to go Dong on TDs, probably.
Yeah, I think it's business as usual. It looks like he's got just about all his best players starting. He might be able to improve Judy on the bench with Tyler Boyd or something like that, but who's he got a tight end this week? Ferguson.
Did he say take Juju off and put him on the bench?
Honestly, if I were him,
is that what you just said? I don't know if I heard you right.
Six catches. Well, okay. That's more than I expected him to do that week. Okay.
He actually gave me a little quote here to the podcast, Dong on TDs.
Okay.
And it involves Juju. So when Carson picked up Juju, I know for a fact I poop emojied the pickup. And my understanding, Zach, is I believe you laughing emojied.
I did emoji, yes, as well. I believe too.
Yeah. So he said, and I quote, "Instead of emojiing my at Juju pickup, maybe you should have picked him up. He scored more points than half of your squad. Laugh my ass off."
Did he?
Like, individually, I think he scored a decent amount more than most of my team.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you have? 14.6. Yeah.
We will see how long that continues. I wouldn't plan on it to last, but I don't know. Me honestly, either. I was kind of worried about emojiing it like that, like especially after you did, I was like, if we both do it, that's probably gonna give it some mojo. It'll be a really good pickup, and we're both gonna look really dumb for it. But
yeah, no, like me poo pooing on CeeDee Lamb.
yeah. Hopefully it's not like that. I mean, well, I guess for the Patriots' sake, I guess I hope so. But I honestly, no, not even at this point. Fuck it. I don't save that shit for next year. Honestly, take the year off. Work on your knee. I don't even think that's possible for him at this point. From what I understand, his knee's that fucked. But take the rest of the year off, bro. Rest your knee. Come back ready for next year. Let's get a good draft pick. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to the next NPC matchup before I get worked up. we got two Mannix, one cup at Tricky Dicky. Probably another business as usual matchup here. Tricky's got a chance to win the receiver battle right there.
Josh definitely does.
Yeah. I guess I can't really rule him out. He's got some good matchups here.
Yeah.
I expect the Cowboys defense to carry Nolan.
Their starting lineup.
I just, every time I look at Nolan's team and I see Mac at QB1, I'm like, wait, is this team really actually good? And then I go through and I look at it, I'm like, yeah, it's good. He's starting Odell Beckham, which is interesting.
He had a decent week.
Yeah.
See if he can keep it up.
I doubt it.
Lamar seems to want to get him the ball, so. Yeah, won't throw it to Zay. Whatever. Not my problem anymore.
Okay, well, go ahead and move on to first. Let's go ahead and tackle Brady's game plan. Brady, have you looked more at these matchups and how you're gonna successfully tank this week?
I haven't looked real further into it, but when the time comes, I'll maneuver my roster around and figure out a way to get it done. But.
Bro, was it last week or the week before, bro? You were like, oh, wait, I'm projected to win what? He's like, you're like, no, I'm not. Watch this. It took you like 10 seconds. You're like, go look now.
yeah, this gap's a bit much to conquer.
But, man.
I'll find a way.
Professional.
But, yeah, business as usual.
You could do it.
So. Yeah, you're right. Another business as usual matchup here.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. And it does help that the Brisker pickup looked pretty nice for Vic tonight. Got him 17.5 points over there at defensive back. So, for both of you guys, that's a good start. Both would have liked a little more out of DJ Moore, but 12.4 isn't the worst.
No, I mean, that's actually not too bad.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. Reed, all right, let's see. Who's playing who this week? Well, let's go mine, because Reed's got the better matchup. We'll save his for last, since it's a little better. Look at mine. Diversity hires.
I'm sorry to interrupt here. What were your guys' picks for Brady's?
Conquistadors.
Okay, that's mine, too. I didn't get mine.
Find a way.
I'm guessing Brady's probably picking against himself.
But back to Taint Stains versus the Diversity Hires. Man, I'm always riding that stain wave, but Kenneth Walker's scaring me a little bit. I think he's going to bounce back this week. It was a couple matchups, like the coming off his last two not so good games. One of them, he was coming off an injury, so I didn't expect him to play a lot anyways. And against Baltimore, I'm not holding a whole lot against them for that, because the whole team sucked. Like, it's not like he got outplayed by Zach Charbonnet, and I keep hearing on podcasts, well, he got out snapped, and I go look at what Zach Charbonnet did, and he might have got out snapped, but Zach Charbonnet still had like 3 rushing attempts and I think 1 pass target. So okay, it's 4 rushing attempts and 1 target, so it's not like he's stealing a ton of work. I think Kenneth Walker just...
like pass blocking or something.
Yeah, just coming in a tough game. They knew it was going to be tough, and he's still maybe coming off his injury a little bit. I know they like Zach Charbonnet too. Like, I'm not going to worry about it too much yet, but he is making me a little nervous. I think kind of fair with Bijan Robinson. I'm sure. That's Bijan. Yeah, I was making sure the right B Robinson. I'm sure he's making Ty nervous as well. Breece Hall and Josh Jacobs. I mean, our running back situations, I think, fairly comparable, honestly, especially this week. Both are in really good matchups and kind of in similar situations. QB, I like my edge. Wide receiver. Just because Calvin Ridley hasn't been Calvin Ridley so far this year, I like my edge. But if he looks like Calvin Ridley, which is I'm not ruling out could happen at any given week, that wouldn't help me just because Nico Collins has been pretty solid. And just CJ Stroud doing what he's been doing, that could easily turn into bad news for me. But I like my wide receiver edge. I think Jordan Addison will have a better week this week. Full week of practicing with Dobbs. Clearly the wide receiver one on that team, so I think he'll have a good day. Tight end. Another week. I'm rolling the dice on Taysom Hill here. Kelsey's on his bye, and I'm going to roll the dice on Hill. I'm really hoping this isn't the... I mean, he's had all these good weeks. I know the way fantasy always goes. This is going to be the week he has a dud, but I really hope not. Knock on some wood. But yeah, hopefully he gets a nice little 20-piece again. Gerald Everett hasn't been doing that. Hill has, so hopefully that works out for me. Looking at flex. I think fairly comparable. Montgomery coming back off injury. Who knows how much work he's going to get with Jahmyr Gibbs looking as good as he has. Alex Mattison looked good with Josh Dobbs. That might continue. And then I think Shaheed and Lockett are a fairly comparable matchup right there, so not too bad. IDP, honestly, there's only like maybe two or three teams in the league I'm taking IDP over myself, so I'm gonna go myself. I think TJ Watt will have a good week against Green Bay. Quentin Williams has a good week if he does end up playing. He's listed as questionable right now. And I'm starting Jabril Peppers because Blankenship is on his bye week, but Peppers hasn't been bad. 10 points last week. Just under 10 points before that, 18 points the week before that, 20 the week before that. So hopefully we can get at least a nice 10-piece out of him. I'd be pretty happy, and I think would suffice.
Not going to play Kyler this week?
I haven't decided. I got Heinicke in there right now.
Bro, freaking send it.
He's playing Arizona.
Send it.
Yeah.
They're both playing each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I might do some more research on that one and decide. That is one I'm not set in stone on. a little off topic. I am curious now to see, now that this Thursday night game is over, if Fields is coming back next week or not. And if I should go ahead and drop Bajan.
He should be.
Yeah, all signs are pointing that way.
But yeah, I think the staying wave rides. I think full tide this week. Full tide rolling in, crashing. Hurricane staying. Coming to town. Coming to New York. Coming to the Crash the Diversity Hires. We're going to wash them away. Right down that taint hole. And send them back where they came from.
All right, well. Yeah, I'm rocking the taint stain this week.
Yes, sir.
I might ride the stain wave.
The stain wave.
I'm just getting the words mixed up there, but
it's full tide. Perfect time to be surfing out there.
Don't like the Ridley matchup against San Fran and a couple of their matchups, but it might be close. We'll see. But
yeah, no, I definitely think it could be close. Because
you have Zach Brady. Yeah.
He has Toronto, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then we move on to our final matchup of the week. Probably matchup of the week in the league, perhaps? Yeah, I would say so, actually. Yeah. AB's welfare, pushing forward up in the standings.
Battle for third place.
Title Town trying not to slip farther, not to drop another week. We're all praying that they do.
Fuck you.
AB's Welfare projected to win pretty handily right now.
Yeah, by like 50.
Looking at it, running backs.
I don't like some of his matchups, though.
His upside on running back, I would say, is maybe a little higher, but I don't know. I don't really know if I buy his running back.
I hope best case scenario, Quay Walker's out this week for me. AB in the matchup.
I almost got lucky with that last week.
I guess I'll break it down a little bit. My matchup against AB, projected to lose by about 49 right now. Third and fourth place going at it. QB1s this week, Trevor Lawrence versus Josh Allen. Traded for him, he was on a bye. I get to use him this week, but unfortunately Jalen Hurts is on a bye. Man, if Jalen Hurts was not on a bye, I would not be worrying about this matchup this week at all. Running back one, James Cook, disappointing. Only 10 touches last week going up against Ford, who is going against Baltimore, so I think it's kind of a wash there. Probably both won't score over 10 points. Running back two, Gus Edwards, who is playing against Cleveland's tough D, and Jahmyr Gibbs, which David Montgomery should be back, and I pray for my sake that he's getting the bulk of the carries again and kind of keep Gibbs quiet and keeps him in his lineup. So I'm hoping Edwards wins that battle. I need Edwards to rush for some TDs. I don't need this to be the week where they hand over the keys to Keaton Mitchell, because he's probably going to be sitting on my bench, depending on how the reports are. And it looks like he's actually nursing a hamstring injury. He was limited in practice today. So we'll see what happens. I do know John Harbaugh suggested Monday that Mitchell could be in line for an uptick in snaps moving forward. I think he's probably going to push Justice Hill all the way first. But moving on to my wide receiver one, Chris Godwin, with a disappointing week last week, hoping for a bounce back versus Tennessee. Going against Amon-Ra St. Brown, who I really, really tried to draft and barely missed out on. He was going to be my wide receiver one, and I had to take Olave. So I'm not happy having to play against St. Brown at all. He is the third most targeted wide receiver in the last 4 weeks, and he just had a bye. He's been killing it. He's been on the injury report, and pretty much most of the season he's been killing it in fantasy. Wide receiver two matchup, Olave versus Christian Kirk. Man, if Olave could he kind of did it this last week with 17, but I mean just high teens minimum. I mean, the first three games of the season got me excited. 23, 17, 21. I'm like, all right, he should be pretty good, and then a 1 and a 9, and I'm like, oh crap, here we go. So that's been frustrating. Tight end two, Sam Laporta versus Dalton Kincaid. That one's basically a wash. They're doing about the same right now, especially with Dawson Knox hurt. Kincaid's getting a lot more bulk of the work and playing pretty well. High teens every game last 3 weeks. First flex position, I'm probably losing Michael Pittman. Very consistent fantasy player, killing it basically all year. Going against Devin Singletary, who should for a second week be the lone lead back. Damian Pierce has not practiced this week to my knowledge. I know he didn't yesterday. I haven't seen today. I'm kind of keeping an eye on that to see who I need to play. But he's probably got the edge there. Flex position two, Njigba versus Dotson. And Jigba was on the injury report, but switched to healthy with a little bit of a hip issue, but nothing that should be concerning. He did lead the Seahawks receiving core with the most targets last week with 8, so that is promising. Hopefully Geno Smith starts leaning on him more. That would be good for me. I think I kind of slightly edge out the second flex spot. Super flex, I probably lose that one no matter who I put in there, honestly. I have Kenny Pickett in there playing, Green Bay at home. But going against Baker, I mean, Baker's been solid all year. Fringe top 15 fantasy QB, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly. Just solid. So I'm not confident I can win whoever I put in there. I mean, Pickett would have to play out of his mind that just hasn't been the case for him. Super tempted to just throw Khalil Shakir in there because he's been getting more targets and has been super consistent these last two games. And I just, it's a tough week. I'm worried I'm not going to win. I'm still going to pick myself. But moving into defense, Browns at Baltimore. I was on the fence. I've got the Vikings D. But I looked early in the season, and the Browns still had 20 fantasy points against the Ravens, which isn't awful. I don't know if I'm too nervous to put the Vikings D in. They did only score 13 fantasy points, and I feel like their defense is on the up and up, but I can't trust them. I really need to win. I'm not taking a risk on that spot this week. I'm just going to play Browns. They're top five fantasy defense. Just going to trust it. Defensive lineman, Hunter versus Granderson. I mean, that's Hunter every day. He's number two for linemen. Zaire Franklin, still number two, and I feel like he's got the slight edge here. Quay Walker's been very solid. Outside of like maybe three games, and it was 10 points, 10 points, 7.5. So I'll give that to Franklin. And then I know he picked up Jalen Pitre, who I dropped. I know he's projected for 15. He's probably not hitting 15.
Yeah.
He'll get close. Since he came back from the bruised lung, he had 7 points, and then he's kind of been pretty a 30 point game, and then low teens. And I'm gonna give it to Bynum. Bynum finally had an off week, had 9 points, the first time he's been below 14 points all season. So my IDP players, I'm giving it to all of them. Browns versus his Bills defense. It might be a wash, but I kind of expect Denver to give that defense some problems. But, hey, you know, it's Denver. The Bills' D will probably get some turnovers, so his D will score like 10 more than mine. But I'm going to pick myself. I really don't want to lose this week. And this, if I lose this week, this is going to be the first time I'm actually going to be upset after a loss. I wasn't upset. I lost to Nolan. I kind of expected that. CJ Stroud going off. I mean, dang it. That sucks. It is what it is.
I think because
Hurts
is out, I got to go AB. Respectfully.
Yeah, I'm going AB as well.
Yeah.
It's for all the marbles. I mean, I understand. I really want to pick AB, but outside of last week, I haven't picked against myself, and I feel like my team can get it done. I like the matchups. I know there's a couple of questionable ones, and I kind of need a few players to play bad, but I've been pretty lucky most of the year. And I was lucky last week for the most part, but my team just couldn't capitalize. Like it sucks. I know my team's better than that. They just been underperforming a decent amount of the year.
Yeah.
It's all right. Write me off. It'll taste all the sweeter when I win.
Yeah, you would believe me. I already did. Yeah, a while ago. I had a whole power rankings about it.
That's all right.
We can go ahead and do our power rankings, and I think we can go ahead and wrap the show up after that. Unless we missed something else. I don't think we did, though.
I don't think so.
I'll go ahead and jump into mine. I did shake up my power rankings this week in the top. It finally happened. I was waiting for myself to lose a second game, and it happened. So I share the record, same record with Dung on TDs and Two Mannings, One Cup. They do both have about 200 points more scored than me, so they're sitting comfortably above me in the rankings. So Dung on TDs moves up to number one, Two Mannings, One Cup moves up one to number two, and I fall two to number three, which is where I sit in league standings. AB's welfare stays at number four. He's still got a really solid team, and obviously if he beats me this week, I'll drop myself on the rankings. No questions asked there. Stays the same at five with the Conquistadors. I had Snowbone jump back up too, kind of rebounded a bit. He's up to six. Taint Stains dropped down two to seven. New York Diversity Hires dropped down one to eight, and then the bottom four stays the same. It goes Tree G at nine, Teammates 10, Tricky Tiki 11, and London Silly Nannies 12.
Yeah. Gosh, we're pretty similar. I got a... yeah. Carson number one, or sorry, Dong on TDs 1. 2 Mannings, 1 Cup, 2. And I got AB at 3. And then Tattletown coming in at 4. And then, reasonable. With the win, I got OG at 5. The Conquistadors... no, I'm sorry. Tain Stains at 6. Conquistadors at 7. New York Diversity Hires coming in at 8. And then bottom four obviously stays the same, too. Tree J, Teammate, Tricky, and then myself.
Good stuff. Not a whole lot of difference here. I got Dong on TDs, 2 Mannings, 1 Cup, AB's Welfare, Tidaltown, myself, the Tain Stains, Snowbone, the Diversity Hires, the Conquistador. Actually, I had the Conquistadors above the Diversity Hires. Those two are interchangeable, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then Tree J, Teammate, Silly Nannies, Tricky Dicky. My power rankings for HDP this week. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Again, if there's anyone listening to this that's not in the league that thinks you'd be a good fit, reach out to us on our socials, contact us, hit us up on the YouTube channel or something like that, and let us know why you think why you should play with us in the league. But until then, guys, take care and be safe, and good luck in fantasy. See ya.
Later.